Middle of Hilchas Shabbos on Daf Resh Tes Siman Shin Nun Zayin Dinei Chatzur, the halachas of a courtyard, Pachas Ma'arba Amos, that's less than Dalet Amos, Ubiv, and the gutter, by Gimel Sifim, or more like the cesspool, and there's three paragraphs. Says Mechamah Sefav Chatzur Shabchusa Ma'arba Amos Alaba Amos. If you have a courtyard that's less than 4 Amos squared, which is neither the public domain. You don't pour inside of it water on Shabbos during the summer months, because since it doesn't have 4 amas, so then 2 sa of water, that generally people use that amount of water every single day. It's not roly boliba, it's not fit to get absorbed over there. So it's like essentially as if you're pouring it into the Rishas Rabbah, because it's going to overflow. Therefore, one has to make a pit. So that it's a space to be able to contain that 2 saw of water. Hagar says, Rabbah, the whole guma, in any pit, that's half an amma squared with a height of 3/5 of an amma. Machzek is the same. It says the Rambam that Rama according to Rambam that it contains 2 sa. Continues the Bechab. He says, and this is Benim Yasen Befnim Bechotzer Bechutz. Is whether you're making it inside in the courtyard or outside. Elishim Yasen Bechutz. The only thing is if you make it outside, Tzrich Lechaseis Ben Asam. You have to cover it with boards, as the Yeshu one brings a picture. When it's inside, it's open. When it's outside, so then it has to be covered with something, with boards. Continues the Mechaber Kadei, Shtei Mokam Tur, so that should be an exempt area. Yibla Maim Biyadla Mokam Tur, and that the order falls from it, from him to exempt area. Kimichi Asagumma, now once you make a pit, now you can pour in whatever you want. Now, but the main Mechzek is the same, but if it doesn't contain Tusa, Vayishpech, as we continue with Beis, Boklal, you shouldn't pour into it at all. Now, if you have in the courtyard 4x4, even if it's long and narrow, or in the winter months, in a courtyard, no matter what the size, you can pour in it whatever it is that you want. Courtyard and achsadu pirish bayish yesh leshalish tvanis. It's like a room or a house that has 3 walls. The different reviews from a midim by Dallas, the 4th wall that you put a door in the mugufefes kolikir. It's not closed in at all. El berach mishal bayis kula only in the entire width. Upamim shal isul la ama achas patsim mekan. Sometimes you just make an ama of a board on this side, the ama achas patsim mekan, and the ama of a board on this side. That's what the Aruch explains. And what's patzim? That's like a little bit of a wall that's straight and even. So that was just explaining what achsadja is. But Mechaber continues. So we're going to have a courtyard and achsadja, some type of like an open porch. Sheim ba'achad mem lebad arba amas. But you don't have in either one of them just itself 4 amas. When starfen arba amas, they together combine for the share of dalar amas. Lach lishpachem. Which is the minimum measurement, like we said, to permit the pour inside of them. Agar says, Ramah, what then something is, shtei diyotois, 2 levels, shalafnish de aliyas, that are in front of 2 upper, like 2 stories, balei maziva, and on them is this floor, shiroa maim levaloi behem, that's fit for the water to get absorbed in them. Imim smucha zulazu, if they're near each other, it's surface, then they combine, that's precisely the name of Rabbi Yenison. Says Mechaber, but Medvamum, when we say this is Bechatz HaSmuch L'Shas Ram, it's by Korcha that's near L'Shas Ram. Avalim Yismucho L'Karmelis, but if it's near a Karmelis, Avalikitana Harbe, even if it's very small, in the Tzuchoguma does not need a pit, Avalim Yizacham, even in the summer months. Says Ramah, finally come on, Simen Shin Ayin Zayin. Says Mishabura, Siv Katin Aleph, Chatzar Bechulu. So it says, Klal Hadvarim and Amar B'Siman Zehu Kach. Says the general rule of the things that are said in the Siman is like this: Lefi Shesher Chazal have estimated Shekol Adam Utzarich L'Shtamish B'Chol Yoyim, that every single person needs to utilize every day, sasai mayim, ram tusa of water, lichas behem, to wash with them, panapia the viraglov, because it was Talmudic custom that in those days they would wash their face, hands, and feet. For sharing yana matzichamayim, for all the other things that he needs. So that's going to be how much wastewater they're going to have. Now, Kvar Noida, now it's already known to be Shabbos on Shabbos. Also, Lishpak Mishosigach, Lishosirab. Now let it pour from a private domain to the public domain, early Karmas or the Karmas. Now, Vederach Kaladam, the norm of every person, Lishpak Shevchen Shalei, to pour his wastewater, Lechatzeira Samach Lebesi, to his courtyard that's near his house, Shurushusa, which is his domain. Bukamkin Mishosigach, and Zosu Mishosigach. Omaitim Mishosigach, Lishosigach, and he's carrying out from Mishosigach to Mishosigach. Shur Chazal, Chazal evaluated this as I'm Mayim. The two cell of water, Nevlon, Bekarka, gets absorbed in the ground, Shalaba Amas, Shalaba Amas, that's if it's an area 4 Amas squared. Then the Matan from Makarka Shalachatzin, and therefore it doesn't make the ground of the courtyard all filthy, because it gets absorbed. Now, Bekimajikin, if that's the case, in Makbet Aleim, Sheets, Lachot Stavka, so it doesn't care that it specifically goes out. And therefore then, Nafilim Yotzu Achakach Lachot, even if it does go out afterwards to the street, that was not his intention. For Shabbos to be considered problematic, it has to be a calculated malacha. It's not like as if he carried out from his private domain to the public domain. But if the chatzah is less than 4 amas squared, does then there's too much of the two sub water that's utilized right in the vlam karka doesn't get absorbed in the ground. And then the courtyard would become all muddy and dirty. The diet cuts in summer months, it would become disgusted by that. The norm of every single person, in the summer months, he cares that his courtyard should be nice. He's pleased, that it should flow outside. And the river goes outside to the street, and the sky marks after. Then his thought is fulfilled. And then we have to be glazer to decrease. It might explicitly come to pour it from his private property to the public property. Therefore, you have to make for the courtyard a pit, which contains two saw. When he pours into the courtyard, he doesn't care that it should go outside. Since he could go and settle in the pit. His courtyard is not going to get filthy. Even if it goes outside, it's not like he's carrying it out from Rishos Yachad to Rishos Arab. Sivkan Beis. So he said that regarding a chatzah that's less than 4 amas squared, she's smuch Rishos Arab, which is near the public domain. Then you can't pour water in it on Shabbos. That's lafuke, come and take school, because she's smuch Likamlis, when it's near Kamlis, like we see later on, at the end of the Siv. Sivkan Gimel, now specifically, but Mezacham in the summer months. Show them Akbar Alich Lachatzer, the person particularly about his courtyard getting dirty. We presume that he's pleased that it's going outside. So since it's not Dalar Amas, it's just not going to get absorbed. It's like as if it's pouring out to the street. So if he has to make a pit, that the space should contain two sub. The Ramah said, Chaguma v'chulo, any pit that's half Amma squared with a height of 3/5 Amma, that contains that amount. More than something is Shechel HaShanaisa Ba'amku B'rachba. It could have taught it with its depth and its width. But actually, chalola matzak hazaim. It's just the main thing is, or lashonos for me, it changed. Whichever way, it just actually chalola matzak hazaim. It should contain that amount. Sivkan hay, and Mechaber said whether you make it within the courtyard or machutz. I know that is betzarachutz on the side of the courtyard. It's just if you make it on the outside, you have to cover the board sivkan vav kedei v'chulu, so that it should be a makom tur. And it should go from him to a makom tur. The gam also kedesh lo yehei takal rab. So the dachem mashia shouldn't be a stumbling block for the rabbin by having an open pit over there. Sivkat and zayin, so that it should tehei makom tur. It should be an exempt area. But the akisu by the covering mistalik as a makom tash mashia rabbin. It removes that area from public utility, and therefore it's going to be considered as a makom tur. Regarding the case that the Ramah describes, without the covering, it's also an exempt area, because it's less than 4x4 squared. It's just that maybe the ground of the pit might get elevated with all the mud and the dirt. It's going to have less than three tefachim of height, but the bottle of Rishos Rabbah, it's going to become nullified by Rishos Rabbah. So that's why you need the covering to make it in the Makom Patur. Siv katan chas, and once you make the pit, you can pour into it whatever you want to. And that is vaful in the smaller merit of Shabbos. Even if the pit was full from before Shabbos, shevich l'techi, you could pour inside of it because it's given him the dice lessons. Since biblically, there's no problem. Only when you pour directly to the Rishos Rabbim. The sages do the pit Seichel Shabbos to remember about Shabbos. You shouldn't forget. And then you pour it out straight into the street. Since this is a recognition, I guess as he's a gumma by making the pit, sure, so then it's permitted. My time for that reason, Nami threw Lishpa Komashir, so that's permitted him to pour out whatever it is that he wants. Even though it only contains two sa. But Vadi it's in the same lachotz, and if he's using more than that, obviously he's going outside. I mean, Ichle Bazan is pleased with this. Kidei Shleisa, Yistan of Chatzed, that his court doesn't get dirty. For Lacha Shari, even so, it's going to be permitted. The Mekamakim still Zachru, while he recalls to the making of the pit, like Gazrabe, and in that case, they weren't guys. Some cotton tests. But if it doesn't contain Tusa, then he can't pour Siv Kontes Kol at all. Because the Gazim were good. The Moshe Lishbech says, I might come to pour Tusa. Do a Shir Tesh Meshot and Liyam. That's the measurement of the utility of a person for the day. And then you run into these concerns that we spoke about.
Siv Kotten Yud. Now, it says in Machab, if in the courtyard it's 4x4, even if it's Arch Vakatin, even if it's long and narrow, Kugan, for example, Shul Aruch Shemayn Amas, its length is double that of 8 Amas, but Berechav is half, it's 2 Amas, and Bekomokam still Yishkan Shul place the same. It still has the measurement to absorb the two saw that's usually utilized, Sivkot Nyiralv, or B'maisek Sham, in the winter months, and whatever type of chatzah. Because Sheinah the Makbar Alich Lechatzer, a person is not concerned about the filth of his courtyard in the winter, and Miskamashay Slochatz, and then he doesn't care for it, intend for it to go outside. And if because other people share it that they're going to see his pipe blowing, they're going to come permit even the summer months. I mean, we say no. They'll suspend that it's probably just rainwater. And even if it's not during the time of the rain, it's just, you know, squeezing out from the rainwater that was there from before. So sivkot new bays. So in that case, then you're allowed to pour in whatever you want. What it means to say even without making a pit at all. Now, regarding Chatzah Nachsadu, that you don't have in any one of them of Dalaramas, they combine to be Dalaramas to permit to pour into them. Now, the Ramah said that the same thing is Sivkot Yud Gimel, Shtei Diyotos, two floors that are in front of just in two stories. And of them, there's this Maziba that's fit to absorb water. If they're near each other, they combine. And that is Shtei Zizen Rechavin. You have these two wide portraits, naked Pischa Elias, opposite the opening of the upper stories. The Rechab calls this, and the width of each of this, of each ledge, is Shtei Amas, 2 Amas. But Urich Arba Amas, with a length of 4 Amas, negatively opposite the upper story. So together it's 4x4. Valazizin, and on the ledges, Yesh Maziba Daka. There's this soft Maziba, this floor, Shiroi Levloi Bahamayim, and the Shpachim Alem, that's fit to absorb the sponge, the water that's poured out into it. Sivkot Nyadalad. If there are smuchas lozeh, they're near each other. Someone means to say is b'teich arba tefachim within dal tefachim. It's starved as they combine. Ki lohi makamech as if they were in one area. From Kenan, it's a case of arba amas al arba amas. It's 4x4 amas. Mutar lishpachalim, you're allowed to pour on them. M'sham yirin l'shuz ram lehedi. And then it goes directly into the Rishos Rabbah. Machab then said, when do we say this? By chatzah that's near Rishos Rabbah. Aval v'chulu, but if it's near l'kamlis, near kamlis, and even if it's very small, it doesn't need a guma even in the summer months. Because the Felix is smuch l'shuzam, even when it's in near shuzam, in the Asarak Mishum Gezer, it's still only forbidden only because of a Gezer. The Ma'asar Lizraik, the Hidul Shuzam, that you might come to throw directly into the Shuzam, or Bakamas Lajarza. And the Kamas are not making Gezer for a Gezer. The Felix is a Glahedi, even if you throw directly in, Kamkin like Esed Deres, there's no biblical prohibition. Finally, come on, Sev Simon Zer, look at the end of this Simon, the Yeshchalkim, that are those who disagree, which the Dirshu 6 brings. That's the opinion of the Yeshba version. The Ramah brings later on Sif Gimel that holds that Koich B'Kamelis is also because since we are concerned that maybe we might come to permit also in Rishos Rabbah, and we're not going to permit only by a Kamelis that's out of the city. Bir Halacha, the Maskel Chatzah Shepesucha V'Chulu. So we tend to say that the Chatzah that's open, that's less than 4x4 Amos, which in Rishos Rabbah, you cannot pour the water into it on Shabbos in the summer months. It's talking about with the water that's being poured into the chatzer, flows beneath the wall of the chatzar into the shasram. But if it's built beneath the chatzar very well, and the water cannot flow, but then for sure it's going to be bread, it's going to stay inside, and that's what sounds like in the Avodah Zarah Kiddush. The Masechus Dechalol Machzekus Asayim, that its air space, that its cavity should be able to contain, you have to make a guma, that it could contain these two saw of water that's usually used. Now it has to be that the cavity contains the two saw before the water reaches the hole that's on the edge, where from there flows out to Rosh Hashanah. Because if the hole is near the ground of the pit, that's the case, right when you pour inside a little bit of water, it's going to go right outside. That's how Rabbeinu Yohanan explains. However, in Yerushalmi, in this Mishnah, it doesn't sound like the Pirush of Rabbeinu Yohanan L'chayr. Look over there. We said that you need a guma that contains sasayim, whether you make it within the chatzar or outside. It's just that make it on the outside, you have to cover with boards so that it's a makam tur. And then the water is going to fall from there to from him to the makam tur. And since you make a guma, you can pour whatever you want. And besides, the name of the Ritva is brought that the cavity of the pit is considered like Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because since the opening of the pit is inside the chatzar, so the guma is included in Chayv Rosh Hashanah Yachid, like the crevices of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like that even when you make the opening of the guma outside, as long as it's near the chatzar and you don't have between the Rosh Hashanah Ram, so the guma that you're pouring into is considered Makam Turus of the Prima Gadim. Says the Be'alach, according to Muhammad and Stanley, his words don't appear correct at all. Because even according to the Binah Shulchan Aruch, you need to have that the opening of the pit is from within. And that's something like the Pashtas, the Mishnah, is told by regarding pouring the water that's in the Chatzar. And that's also in Sefer Avodah Zarah Kiddush. Rabbeinu Yerucham sounds like this. And also the whole Ikar Halacha, I don't understand. If it's permitted to pour water on the outside, inside the pit, after that the primary cavity of the pit is covered with boards, and above it is Shusram, you think because there's a crack in the covering of the pit to pour water inside of it, so that nullifies from this area from above the name of Rosh Hashanah. To the contrary, if the pit is uncovered, then it would have a name of Makom Tur when it's not 4x4 wide, or a name of a Karmelis when it's not 10 tefachim high. When it's covered with boards, what would that help? It's a Bishlam, according to the Pirush Rambam, that you make like a type of a cave above in this area. So for sure he doesn't want it to travel. But according to what the Shulchan Aruch writes, that it's just covered with boards. So he says it requires further analysis, and that his primary halacha would be permitted regarding this. Nekesvar of the Ritva, that since the opening in the courtyard is called Chayr Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so look at my matcha in the base mayah that mafakfuk on this, which the Dirshu 4 brings that they write, but in the words of Rashi, doesn't sound like this, and that's also opinion of Torah Shavan Aruch over here, that's Malkum Tur. Nafkmin, according to their opinion, is permitted to carry from Shosram to the Guma. This mayor adds on, but also what the Ritva writes in the name of the Raiva, that the pit is considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's possible. They write this only because he holds like those opinions that the Chayrim, the holds that are foolish, that through and through from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Ram, and they're not 10 Tvachim high, have a lach like Rosh Hashanah Yachid, like Mishbur and Shimon and Hesab Kot and Yod. But according to Rashi, it's possible that he holds that the halach is like Rosh Hashanah Ram. And over here, where the hole is so small, like the way the Ramah writes, that its shear is a half amma by half amma by a height of 3/5 of an amma, there would be Makom Torah as brought Mishbur and over the Sib Kot and Yod out. That any time that the hole is not a width of 4 tefachim, it's a makom tur. And this needs a covering, is so that you don't minimize from 3 tefachim, and then it ends up turning it in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, as word of a hidden mishbru and siv cotton zayin. The v'maskel yoch lishpach b'vachul, you can pour into whatever you want now. That is, you let it pour into the chatzar, and even though it's possible the water is going to go out from beneath the wall of the chatzar to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, we don't care for sure if you pour into the guma itself, to the paiskim. So the issue number 2. Later on, Sivkot and Ches, the Mishbur also writes that the rice is no issa to pour into one's chatzar, even if the water is going to pour from it into Rosh Hashanah Ram. And the way that you pour on the diagonal near where it goes out, and the water is quick to go out very quickly, that you put over the when you throw it, Shulchanach Rav writes in Chazanish, it's considered like a full fledged chayitada. This that they permitted to pour, even though the water flows and goes outside the Rosh Hashanah Ram, that's talking about in a way that the water is not flowing because of the force of his throw, right? Like the nature of water that flows with the laws of gravity. Like the Be'alach and Shin Yotes, that he writes that the Ma'abed al-Ram is through air, through ruah, through wind, it's chayiv, even though it doesn't happen literally through him. Dish number 3, we said through the covering, it removes from that place the utility of the public. And even if the pit is 4 tefachim wide and is covered, Mamotcha writes that's Mokum Tur. It's not similar to what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Shimon Hesav Tetvav, that a house that does not have inside of it a height of 10 Tvachim has a lach like a kamas, because since the pit is not significant, to be able to kaveh for its own name of a Rishus. Issue number 5, Mishmura wrote that even if it's long and narrow, it still has the shear to absorb the sasaim. That's dafka if the floor of the hole is fit to absorb, like the way the Ramah writes regarding the two diotais that you pour on the maziva, has to be absorbent. But if the ground of the hole is from wood, but it's not fit to absorb, then the chazanesh writes, and I'll pour over there. Tishu number 6. Mishbura said, look at later on at the end of the siman that Yesh Cholkim. Ah, we said, yeah, that's the pen of the Yesh Mefarsh.